بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد. Chapter number 2. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم declared his death himself to the honorable companions. Imam al-Bukhari, may Allah have mercy upon him, said in his Sahih, in Hadith number 3589, حدثنا أبو اليمان أخبرنا شعيب حدثنا أبو زناد عن الأعرج عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تقوم الساعة حتى تقاتلوا قوما نعالهم شعر وحتى تقاتلوا الترك صغار الأعين حمر الوجوه ذلف الأنوف كأن وجوههم المجان مطرقة وتجدون من خير الناس أشدهم كراهية لهذا الأمر حتى يقع فيه والناس معادن خيارهم في الجاهلية خيارهم في الإسلام وليأتين على أحدكم زمان لأن يراني أحب إليه من أن يكون له مثل أهله وماله. Abu Yaman narrates, saying that has been reported to us from Shu'aib, who said that has been reported to us from Abu Zinad, from A'raj, from Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hour will not be established till you fight a nation wearing hairy shoes until you fight the Turks, who will have small eyes, red faces, and flat noses. And their faces will be like the flat shields. And you will find that the best people are those who hate responsibility of a ruling most of all until they are chosen to be the rulers. And the people are of different natures. The best in the pre-Islamic period are the best in Al-Islam. A time will come when any one of you will love to see me rather than to have his family and property doubled. And Imam Muslim narrates on Hadith number 2364, حدثنا محمد بن رافع حدثنا عبد الرزاق أخبرنا معمر عن همام بن منبه قال هذا ما حدثنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر أحاديث منها وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفس محمد في يده ليأتين على أحدكم يوما ولا يراني ثم لأن يراني أحب إليه من أهله وماله معهم. Imam Muslim narrates from Muhammad bin Rafi' who said it is reported to us from Abdul Razak who said it is informed to us by Ma'mar from Hammam ibn Munabbih who said this is what Abu Huraira narrated to us. That the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned a hadith from them. That the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "By him in whose hand is the life of Muhammad, a day will come to you when you will not be able to see me, and the glimpse of my face will be dearer to one of you than one's own family, one's property, and everything." And this hadith continues by saying, قال أبو إسحاق المعنى فيه عندي لأن يراني معهم أحب إليه من أهله وماله وهو عندي مقدم ومؤخر. And the Shaykh Al-Iryani, may Allah preserve him, mentioned the footnotes. Due to the statement of Ishaq, Al-Qadi Al-Iyad took this view. And Imam An-Nawawi said the full meaning of the statement is that the hadith saying, a time will come to one of you in which if he saw me with one glance, then he did not see me after that, that it is more beloved to him than his family wealth altogether. Imam Nawawi, may Allah have mercy upon him, said in Sharh Muslim, the intent of the hadith is to encourage them, the companions, to hold fast to his sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable sittings, and to be present with him in residence and travel, and to take also means take and adopt his manners, learn his religion, and memorize it in order to convey it, and in order to inform them that they will regret what they have missed of increasing upon seeing him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and holding fast to him. Imam al-Qurtubi said in al-Mufhim, the meaning of the hadith is that the Prophet ﷺ is informing them that if he is absent, the condition of the companions will change from not being able to see him, and the great loss of this benefit due to what will emerge amongst them of differing trials and tribulations. In some, the time of his death, ﷺ, there will be opinions and will differ. Desires will emerge, and the structure, i.e. the system of Islam, was almost dissolved. Had not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectified the affair with the second of the two in the cave, that is, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and through the people of resolution and contract. And the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, expressed this principle in the change of this change when they in their statement, we did not level the dust upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, i.e. bury him, until our hearts detested us. It means they detested themselves. Every time a distrust occurred to one of them, they would wish to see the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with everything they had of their wealth, family and possession. And that is to remind them of what the loss of this blessing is of seeing him, and due to what will occur of the corruption of the affair and the change in situation. And Allah knows best. Imam al-Ahmad narrates in his Musnad under hadith number 16,530, حدثنا أبو المغيرة قال سمعت الأوزاعي قال حدثني ربيعة بن يزيد قال سمعت واثر بن الأسقع يقول رضي الله تعالى عنه خرج علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أتزعمون أني آخركم وفاة ألا إني من أولكم وفاة وتتبعوني أفنادا يهلك بعضكم بعضا. Ahmed narrates, may Allah have mercy upon him, that he's saying that we were narrated to us Abu Mughira, that he said, I heard Al-Awza'i say that it was reported to me by Rabi'a bin Yazid, that he heard Wathila bin Al-Asqa', may Allah be pleased with him, saying that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out to us saying, do you claim or think that I'll be the last of you to die? Verily, I'll be the first of you to die, and I'll be followed by different groups who will destroy or kill one another. So this hadith, Shaykh Iryani says, this hadith is found in the Sahih al-Musnad, volume 2, hadith number, or page number 242, of our Shaykh Muqbil, may Allah have mercy upon him, who said this hadith is Sahih and its men, its narratives are reliable. Also, Imam al-Nasai reports, under hadith number 3505, أَخْبَرَنَا أَحْمَدْ بِنْ عَبْدُ الْوَاحِدْ قال حدثنا مروان وهو ابن محمد قال حدثنا خالد بن يزيد بن صالح بن سبيح المري قال حدثنا إبراهيم ابن أبي عبلة عن ولي بن عبد الرحمن الجرشي عن جبير بن نفير عن سلمة بن نفير الكندي قال كنت جالسا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال رجل يا رسول الله أذان الناس الخير ووضعوا السلاح وقالوا لا جهادة قد وضعت الحرب أوزارها فأقبل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجهه وقال كذبوا الآن جاء القتال ولا يزال من أمتي أمة يقاتلون على حق ويزيغ الله لهم قلوب أقواما ويرزقهم منهم حتى تقوم الساعة وحتى يأتي وعد الله والخير معقود في نواصها في نواصيها الخير إلى يوم القيامة وهو يوحى إلي أن مقبول غير ملبث وأنتم تتبعوني أفنادا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض وعقر الدار المؤمنين الشام. Imam al-Nasai reports saying it was informed to us by Ahmed bin Abdul Wahab, who said it was informed to us by Marwan, who is Ibn Muhammad, who said, is informed or narrated to us, Makhal ibn Yazid, bin Sarih ibn Sabih, who said it was narrated to us from Ibrahim ibn Abi Abla, who said I was informed by Walid bin Abdul Rahman al-Jurashi, from Jubair ibn Nufair, from Salama bin Nufair al-Kindi, who said, I was sitting with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When a man said, O Messenger of Allah, the people have lost interest in horses and put down their weapons, and they say there is no jihad, striving the path of Allah, and the war that has ended. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to his face and said, "They are lying. Now the fighting is to come. There will always be a group among my ummah who will fight for the truth, for whom Allah will cause some people to deviate and grant their provision from them until the hour begins and until the promise of Allah comes. Goodness is tied to the forelocks of horses until the day of resurrection. It has been revealed to me that I am going to die, and I will not stay long, and you will be followed, and you will follow me group after group, striking one another's necks. And the place of safety for the believers is in Al-Sham, Greater Syria." Shaykh Al-Iryani, may Allah preserve him, said, "The hadith is sahih in Sahih al-Musnad." The hadith is reported in Sahih al-Musnad, volume 1, page 380, of our Shaykh Muqbil, and he said the hadith is hasan. Chapter number 3. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam presented the Quran to Jibreel and performed an i'tikaf in the year his soul was taken. Imam al-Bukhari narrates, may Allah have mercy upon him, in his Sahih, hadith number 3624. Haddathana Abu Nu'aym, haddathana Zakariya an Firas, an Amir, an Masruq, an Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat. أقبلت فاطمة تمشي كأن مشيتها مشي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مرحبا بابنتي ثم أجلسها عن يمينه أو عن شماله ثم أسر إليها حديثا فبكت فقلت لهم لها لما تبكين ثم أسر إليها حديثا فضحكت فقلت ما رأيت كاليوم فرحا أقرب من حزن فسألتها عما قال فقالت ما كنت لا أفشي سر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى قبض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسألتها فقالت أسر إلي إن جبريل كان يعارضني القرآن كل سنة مرة وإنه عارضني العام مرتين ولا أراه إلا حضر أجري وإنك أول أهل بيتي لاحقا به فبكيت فقال أما ترضين أن تكوني سيدة النساء أهل الجنة أو نساء المؤمنين فضحكت لذلك. It's been reported by Imam Bukhari who says that Abu Nu'aym reported to us from Zakariya, from Firas, Ma'amir, from Masruq, Ma'aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, that once Fatima came walking and her gait resembled the gait and the walk of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Welcome, O my daughter." Then he made her sit on his right or on his left. And then he told her a secret and she started weeping. I asked her, "Why are you weeping?" He said, he again told her a secret and she started laughing. I said, "I never saw happiness so near to sadness as I saw today." I asked her what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told her. She said, "I will not disclose the secret of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam." When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, I asked her about it. She said, "Replied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every year Jibril used to revise the Quran with me, once only, but this year he has done so twice. I think this shows my death is near, and you will be the first of my family to follow me." So I started weeping. Then he said, "Don't you like to be the chief or the leader of all the women of paradise or the leader of all the believing women?" So I laughed for due to that. Reported also by Muslim under hadith number 2450. And Bukhari also narrates under hadith number 4998. حدثنا خالد بن يزيد حدثنا أبو بكر عن أبي حصين عن أبي صالح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان يعرض على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن كل عام مرة فعرض عليه مرتين في العام الذي قبض وكان يعتكف كل عام عشرا فاعتكف 20 في عام الذي قبض. And Bukhari narrates, saying that Khalid ibn Yazid narrated to us from Abu Bakr, from Abi Hassin, from Abi Salih, from Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, Jibreel used to repeat the recitation of the Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once a year, but he repeated or revised it twice with him in the year he died. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stay in i'tikaf for 10 days every year in the month of Ramadan, but in the year of his death, he stayed in i'tikaf for 20 days. That's the end of the chapter.